You're listening to New Technia. GTA 6 is building a more believable world, but could 60 frames per second be the price? GTA 6 technology story is not simply sharper graphics. Official footage points to a denser simulation, physically richer lighting and unusually seamless transitions between play and cinematics, while raising an important question about performance on current consoles. Grand Theft Auto 6 will arrive on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X/S on November 19, 2026. That date matters, but the more interesting question is what Rockstar Games is attempting to make these machines do. The 30-second summary. GTA 6 technology story is not simply sharper graphics. Official footage points to a denser simulation, physically richer lighting and unusually seamless transitions between play and cinematics, while raising an important question about performance on current consoles. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. More than a prettier open world. Rockstar describes GTA 6 as its biggest, most immersive evolution of the series. Marketing language aside, the official footage suggests that visual fidelity is only part of the ambition. Beaches are crowded, roads carry varied traffic, interiors appear densely furnished, and scenes contain layers of animation, weather, water, and reflective surfaces. A convincing city is not only a graphics problem. The console must also coordinate pedestrians, vehicles, physics, audio, animation and scripted events without making the world feel mechanical. Each system competes for processor time and memory bandwidth. Increasing the number of believable interactions can therefore be more demanding than simply drawing a sharper image. Lighting that helps sell the illusion. Technical analysis of the second trailer points to ray-traced global illumination and reflections. In practical terms, global illumination models how light bounces through a scene, while reflections allow glass, water, and polished surfaces to respond more naturally to their surroundings. These techniques can make a humid street, a neon-lit club, or a sunlit room feel materially different rather than merely recolored. Rockstar has not published a final technical specification, so these observations should be treated as expert analysis of footage, not a confirmed feature list. Trailer imagery can also be selected from favorable conditions and may not represent every moment of the finished game. Why gameplay and cinematics look unusually close? Rockstar said Trailer 2 was captured entirely in-game on PlayStation 5 and contained roughly equal parts gameplay and cutscenes. That is significant because the characters, lighting and environments remain visually consistent as the camera moves between cinematic framing and player-controlled scenes. This continuity points to a shared rendering and animation pipeline. Instead of switching to obviously separate pre-rendered movies, the game can use the same world, models, and lighting systems for storytelling. The result is less visual friction, and potentially a city that can stage complex narrative moments without breaking immersion. The 30 frames per second question. Digital Foundry's analysis, reported by GameSpot, found the second trailer presented at 30 frames per second and appeared to use image reconstruction to reach 4K output. The analysts argued that a 60 frames per second mode could be difficult if the final game retains its apparent ray tracing load and simulation complexity. This is not confirmation that GTA 6 will be limited to 30 frames per second. Rockstar has announced neither final resolutions nor performance modes. Still, the trade-off is real. Doubling the frame rate halves the time available to prepare each frame, from about 33.3 milliseconds to 16.7 milliseconds. Resolution can be lowered, but heavy CPU work involving crowds, traffic, and world simulation is harder to scale away. The Xbox Series S challenge. The game is officially coming to Xbox Series S as well as the more powerful Series X and PS5. That makes Rockstar's scaling strategy especially interesting. Developers can reduce resolution, shadow quality, reflections, or environmental detail, but Microsoft requires Series S support for games released across the current Xbox generation. Rockstar has not said which settings or systems will differ between consoles. What we still do not know. Claims circulating online that every non-player character will have a complete daily life, or that GTA 6 will use generative AI for conversations, are not established facts. Rockstar has not confirmed those features. A PC edition has not been announced either, and the company has not detailed final framerate modes, online infrastructure, or the full extent of its simulation systems. The trailers demonstrate artistic intent, not shipping performance. Optimization continues until release, and visual features can change. The responsible conclusion is therefore narrower but still exciting. GTA 6 appears designed to spend current generation power on making its world feel denser and more coherent, not merely on increasing pixel count. Why it matters. For years, the promise of new consoles has been faster loading, richer worlds, and fewer boundaries between cinematic spectacle and interaction. GTA 6 may become the clearest test of that promise. Its most important technical achievement might not be one spectacular effect, but the ability to keep thousands of small systems working together until Vice City feels less like a map and more like a place. Before we overstate the result, official footage points to a denser simulation, physically richer lighting, and unusually seamless transitions between play and cinematics, while raising an important question about performance on current consoles. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.